This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Bicycle champ Lance Armstrong, the seven-time Tour de France winner, has a new team, and he's coming back to racing. He'll be with the Kazakh Cycling Federation. That's according to the Kazakhstan Cycling Team. Andrew Hood is the Tour de France reporter for Velo News. He's on the phone from a bike race in Italy. Andrew, welcome back to Day to Day. And Lance Armstrong is going to be racing for Kazakhstan?
That's the way it sounds right now, but it's interesting that the actual team behind this sponsor is his old manager from the Discovery Channel days where he won seven Tours de France in a row. So it's not exactly really a new team. It's just a new sponsor on the old jersey.
So his coach, the guy who won for him all these years in the past, he's gone to work for the Kazakhstan team. They've hired him, and so Lance is going to go ride for him.
Yeah, that's correct. Johan Bruneel, he was an ex-Belgian pro. He's the guy that helped steer Armstrong toward the Tour de France back in 1999 when Lance really decided to focus on the Tour for the first time. They won seven Tours in a row. Bruneel stayed with the team. The Discovery Channel team folded after 2007 when their sponsor was extended, and Bruneel landed with Astana, which is a consortium of companies from Kazakhstan that have gotten behind cycling.
But wasn't this team thrown out of last year's Tour because of doping problems?
Yeah, it's interesting because this team was born out of the ashes of another team called Liberty Seguros, which was the center of a big doping scandal in Spain in 2006. Then the team in 2007 had another doping scandal with two of its star riders kicked out of the Tour de France for blood doping, which is injecting someone else's blood into your system to enhance your performance. And then this year's Tour de France in 2008, the owners and uppers of the Tour de France said, we don't want to see this team back in the Tour. So a big question really is, will the Tour welcome back the new Astana with the comeback of Lance Armstrong? Most guesses are yes, but there is that history.
Well, will it welcome back Lance Armstrong at all? And what would be his prospects? I mean, he hasn't raced really in top races in the last 3 years, although he's been in some, I guess, smaller races riding for his foundation.
That's correct. That's really the big question. The buzz here in Europe is people are really wondering if Lance can come back to the top level to what it takes to win a race like the Tour de France. We're talking 3 weeks racing, every day 100%. The winning and losing margins come down to percentage points. The big question is he capable of coming back from a 3.5-year stop by the time he comes back to the Tour next year? Can he regain that fitness to win? No one knows the answer to that right now.
How big a surprise is this in the bicycling world? Were there rumors that Lance was planning to come back?
I would say I would categorize it as shocking. I mean, people were just floored. They couldn't believe it when they heard it. Actually, Velo News, the magazine I work for, broke the story. Everyone just dismissed it as rumor-mongering. 2 days later, Lance confirmed it was true. Vanity Fair was going to write a print story that he was coming back. The rumor started about a month ago. Before that, everyone thought Lance was done with cycling. All his public declarations confirmed that. Everyone thought he turned the page on cycling. But we're not quite sure exactly why he's coming back. That's what we're hoping to find out today in New York.
Andrew Hood, the Tour de France reporter for Velo News, speaking with us from Italy. Andrew, thanks.
Okay, thank you.